This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 325 for Monday, March 28th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Monday morning, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex. Canola 40 cents to over $2 lower. The May contract down 40 cents at $1,139 per ton. New crop November down $2.40 at $9.5870. Losses in crude oil this morning accounted for selling pressure in world vegetable oil markets, which spilled into canola. However, European rapeseed was mixed in overnight trade. Tight old crop supplies and the continued need to ration demand did remain supportive, although overbought price sentiment may have had some speculators on the sell side to start the week. The Canadian dollar is sharply weaker in early activity, dropping back below 80 U.S. cents, and that's providing some relative support for canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, with positioning ahead of the USDA's acreage and stocks reports out Thursday behind some of the activity. Optimism over the latest peace talks between Russia and Ukraine also accounted for much of the early selling pressure. Soybeans posting double-digit losses down 30 cents in the May contract at $16.80 per bushel. General expectations ahead of Thursday's report are for an increase in U.S. soybean acres from the 87.2 million acres seeded last year. However, the extent of that rise remains to be seen. Quarterly stocks are also expected to be up from the year ago, with average guesses placing U.S. soybean supplies as of March 1st at about 1.9 billion bushels. That would be up by 340 million from the same point a year ago. Corn, it's lower as well, down 9 cents in the May contract at $7.44 per bushel. U.S. corn acres are generally expected to be down from the 93.4 million acres seeded last year, with average guesses coming in at around 92 million. Quarterly corn stocks, meanwhile, are expected to be up from the year ago. Corn exports are reportedly moving by rail out of Ukraine, but total movement from the country is still down substantially with the lack of activity on the Black Sea. Wheat futures are down sharply on the possibility of ceasefire talks in Ukraine. Minneapolis down 29 cents in the May contract at $10.75 per bushel. Kansas City down 41 cents in the May contract at $10.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 49 cents in May at $10.53 per bushel. Trade expectations are for an increase in U.S. spring wheat area on the year in Thursday's report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.